I would like to greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are very grateful to God for the rich blessing which we received last night from the Lord. And today, for the beginning, just briefly, I would like to give you the greetings which were given unto us. I just mentioned the names of the brothers and sisters, and then we sing song number 28, greetings from Brother Philemon, from Brother Mashi, from Brother Rashidi, from Brother Joachim, greetings. From Brother Manaka, greetings from Brother Chovava, greetings from Brother Lupondo, from Brother Nyagi, from Brother Aris Neshito, from Brother Enoch, from Brother Adonis, greetings from Brother Elijah, from Brother Rishet, greetings. From Brother Nkongolo, from Brother Ilunga, greetings. From Brother Philemon, greetings. From Brother Zulu, greetings. From Brother Mbuamba, greetings. From Joachim, greetings. From Brother Daniel, greetings. From Brother Bata, greetings. From Brother Sabat, greetings. From Brother Leonides, greetings. From Brother Bulunga, greetings. From Brother Motika, greetings. From Brother Lukabe, greetings. From Brother Ngoma, greetings. From Brother Dr. Lotika, greetings. From Brother Chauffeur, and greetings from Brother Mara and from Brother Leon. These were just briefly the greetings. All of them were read, and we rejoice that our brothers are joined with us, experiencing this service live with us. And we greet all brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us online. And we are confident that the Lord will bless us richly this morning. Let us sing now hymn number 28 from these little booklets. When all my labors and trials are over. Number 28.
All my labors are done. I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. When I think of his perfect grace, I am accorded in heavenly place. Just to will through the ages be glory for God. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by his grace I shall look. Be glory for me. Friends will be there if loved long ago. Joy like a river around me will flow. Yet just a smile from my Savior I know will that will be glory for thee. When all his faith shall look on his face, every be glory for thee. Oh, that will be glory for me. Glory for me, glory for thee. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory.
We sing a chorus, chorus number 15. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Afterward, there's a child dedication. We sing chorus number 15. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name.
Thank you. Praise and thanks. We can say amen to it. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is the Lord. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Also in this song which we have sung, it's so wonderful. I think it was song number 28 in the choir, in the chorus. Oh, that will be glory for me. This alone will be glory for me, when by his grace I shall look on his face. That's what we are waiting for, brothers and sisters. We are waiting for it, that this is being fulfilled, that we see him just as he is. But now we may already rejoice about it, that it will take place. May the Lord bless us this morning. Last night, he blessed us so wonderfully, and we are in full expectation. We are gathered here this morning. I'm so grateful to God for his grace, that I can be here this morning. And is it not written that the mercies of the Lord are not yet consumed, that his mercy endureth forever? Every morning new, they are new. Also this morning, they are new. About this we may rejoice. Great is his grace. Great is his faithfulness. I am grateful to God for this morning. And I am full expectation. Because the Lord is faithful in all his doings. That's how we heard it last night. Psalms 33. The word of the Lord is true. Because it's the word of the true one. wonderful words. As the word of introduction, I would like to read from Psalms 34, from verse 2 to up to 9. Psalms 34, from verse 2 up to verse 9. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Can we also this witness of, has he not always delivered us from all the troubles? Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And this we want this morning. Trusting in him. Believing what the scripture says. Believing his promises. May the Lord come to his right this morning with each one of us, with each one who believes God's word today worldwide. May the Lord manifest himself. May he find faith in us so that whatever he promised, that he can fulfill it with us. He seeks faith, brothers, sisters. And I believe, we all believe what the scripture says. May it take place this morning. May the Lord speak to us. We are ready to hear, to believe whatever he says unto us this morning. Let us stand up and let us pray. Almighty God, you alone are worthy to receive praise, honor, and glory and worship from your people, which you have chosen and purchased and redeemed by your precious and holy blood, not with silver and gold, but thou alone, Lord Jesus, have given your divine blood for us, for each one of us. We thank you, Lord, great God, in Christ Jesus our Lord, that you already have spoken to us this morning. We thank you that you are here for your people and you are blessing them. So please, bless us also this morning again at this place where we have come together. We are willing to hear, but please give us grace that we are not only hearers of thy word, but that we connect the heard things with faith for the glory of thy name. Lord, give us and all who are joining us online, great God, bless worldwide, Bless all our brothers and sisters who would like to be here and who cannot be here, Lord. Help each one, Lord. Comfort, Lord, young and old, also in our midst, O God. We ask you, especially, please anoint the lips through which you can speak. We want to hear, Lord, not only being hearers, but becoming doers of thy word. Be merciful to all of us. Lord Jesus, once again we ask you together for your blessing from on high. Amen. Now we ask the parents to come with their children to the front. Please tune in a chorus.
Only believe, all things are possible for only believe. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible.
Which language? Pardon? Romanian. Brother Ziegler, please come. God bless you. Shall we pray for all of you? Brother Ziegler, please pray and ask for the blessing.
Îți mulțumim pentru ei în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos și te rog ca Tu să binecuvântezi toată familia, să binecuvântezi fiecare copil în numele Tău cel scump Iisus Hristos. O, Doamne, îți mulțumim pentru această familie, Doamne, în numele Tău cel Sfânt. Amin. Haleluia.
Amen. May the whole family be God dedicated for time and for eternity. And be blessed in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thou art worthy. You may be seated. We are very grateful to the Lord our God that we found grace in His sight, that we may believe as the Scripture says, that we can put our trust alone in Him, knowing no one will be put to shame who puts his trust in our Lord and Savior. Yesterday, Brother Arben Mullay was not in our midst. He is our translator from the French language into the German language. Is Brother Arben Mullay in our midst today? I would like to call some brothers who are here today, and especially our brother from Guadeloupe, but in particular, our brother Dr. Mbie. Please come as the first one to the front. Tell us a few words. And then we will also call our brothers from London and from wherever they are. Please, just briefly, a word of greeting. Just a word of greeting. Is Brother Mulai not in our midst? Not here.
Quelques mots pour dire que nous sommes reconnaissants et j'apporte les salutations des frères qui sont aujourd'hui, ils sont en train de me voir.
Just a few words. Special greetings from all who were given to me and who are now listening and watching.
Le Seigneur Jésus-Christ est parti à la même espérance.
They are joined, they are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, and they are in the same expectation. May the Lord bless you richly.
Et tous notre frère et sœur qui sont avec toi, Dieu soit avec toi et béni.
Take greetings with you to brothers and sisters in the Congo Republic. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Our brother from Guadeloupe, just quelques mots. Yes, where is our brother from Guadeloupe? And then our brother from Atlanta, just a word of greeting. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes, God bless you. Yes.
Amen. Que Dieu le Seigneur bénisse chacun.
The
Lord bless each one of you. We are grateful that we can be here today. I'm also here because we are of the same conviction, and I bring you all the greetings from all brothers and sisters from Guadeloupe. And I shall say to Brother Frank that we love him very much. Amen.
Je vous salue au nom précieux du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bring you the greetings from all brothers and sisters from Atlanta. May God bless our beloved and his word, and may all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Who else? Where are the brothers? Brother Ellis, are you here? Where is Brother Ellis? Please come and tell us a word of greeting. Who else is here who just would like to give some greetings? We are glad that you can be here. And we are also glad that Brother Ellis, yes, the city of Edmonton has a special meaning for me. I would like to greet all of you very warmly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are glad that we can be here. May the Lord give our beloved brother Frank, may he give him strength, may he bless us all. Yes. Whom else have we got who would like to give a word of greeting? We think also on our brother Michael. who translates into the Urdu language, and on all brothers, our brother Emmanuel translates into the Hindi language. Where are you? Where's the brother from London? Brother Emmanuel. It's just so mighty that the Lord takes care for every language. Yesterday, a brother gave me 5 brochures which were translated newly, 2 from Brother Branham and 3 which we published in the Persian language. The word of the Lord reaches really all peoples and all tongues with the scriptures. And let us say it confidently, God has given grace to it, that really into all the languages it can be translated now, and that all worldwide get knowledge of that, what God is doing right now. May he bless all our translators. May he bless our brother Jean Lambert, brother Siegfried Fleck. May he bless all, brother Etienne Genton, brother Michael, brother Fitzek, and may God bless all who are translating there in these cabins. And if you just think about it, it's being translated simultaneously into 15 other languages. And then if we think that worldwide people are listening, I also would like to thank all our brothers who phoned me this morning from Australia, from South Africa, from Nairobi, from everywhere. Phone calls came in. And I dare to say, Brother Tati, he just told it to me in the office, this is a special weekend. For instance, from Guadeloupe and from everywhere, never so many came from far to hear the word of God. Even from Romania, we have visitors for the first time in our midst. Just very wonderful.
Es werden 1560 Kilometer.
1560 kilometers are driven just to be here, to hear the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, others are coming by plane, whatever it may take. Brothers and sisters, God has given the hunger into us to hear the words of the Lord. And therefore, we are gathered at this place. May God bless also all the group from Grodno. Yes, what shall we say to it? There are places, cities in which my father was, in which I was, cities in Eastern Europe. God has really taken care for everything. And when I think about it, that already 1969, with an advisor of Michael Gorbachev, I was sitting in his living room, and I could say what God ordained and promised for this time. When I think about it, after the first sermon in Moscow, in this large Baptist church, 2 KGB men came to me and shook my hand, and they said, thank you for this sermon. God really has given grace in all peoples and tongues, be it in Moscow, be it in Cairo, be it in Damascus, wherever, all over the earth, God has opened doors and hearts to hear the word of the Lord. And today we are gathered here to deepen ourselves in the Word. Because our Lord, of course, said, "He who believes on me, as the Scripture says." This is the key. He who believes on me, as the Scripture says. And at this place, there's only one thing: to believe as the Scripture says, to believe what God promised in His Word by His grace. And we receive it by faith. And by the Spirit of God, we get it revealed. Also this grace, just recently, we were reading it here, from Matthew 13. Did you understand what I spoke unto you? Have we understood the message? Where we brought back to God and His Word. Now we will have a word observation. And before we do that, let me read one passage of a sermon of Brother Branham of the 12th of June 1958. Let me read a passage. I was in Dallas, Texas. And I had a conversation with Brother Branham, and he said, "Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message." And in this sermon, on the 12th of June 1958, he said, after his introduction, just before that, a man from Germany hugged me. There, we had about 10,000 conversions on every evening. And then Brother Branham spoke about the supernatural light, and he said the following: here is a man from Germany. He was there when the German camera recorded the light three times. Even when Brother Branham had meetings in Karlsruhe and in Zurich, in the prayer line, the supernatural light came down. And one time, in the preacher's meeting, you can see this photograph on the internet. Preachers are gathered, and Brother Branham is in the center, and above him, the bright light. The supernatural light. And I had to think about it, brothers and sisters. When Saul was on his way to Damascus, a light appeared to him at midday. And he looked up and he said, "Who art thou?" And the answer came, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." And then I think, on the 11th of June, 1933, also at midday, at around between 13 and 14 hours, Brother Branham was about to baptize a young brother, and he hears the voice, "Look up, look up." And the supernatural light, visible for all, descended. And the voice from this supernatural light, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, So you are sent with a message to forerun the second coming of Christ. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us just look briefly today to that what happened at the beginning. And then, what is ordained for the end time before the return of Jesus Christ, according to the book of Acts, chapter 1. And please remember me, remind me that the two meetings shall be announced on the coming weekend in London. And on the third weekend, on the 20th of August, after a long time, we will be again, we have a meeting in the city of Berlin, and we invite all who can come. We invite you to come to Berlin in the Hilton Hotel on Mohren Street. All will find the center of the city. Now, from the book of Acts, chapter 1, I would like to read a couple of verses. Here we have the report that our Lord, 40 days after his resurrection, that he was together with his disciples, speaking about the kingdom of God. And according to Luke 24, everything what the prophets foretold, what is written in the Psalms and in the books of Moses, what was said there, this all found fulfillment. Just now, everything comes to fulfillment, what God foretold in the Old and New Testament for this time. And after that he spoke with them, we read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 5. Acts 1, verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Whatever the Lord had to say, he crowned it with a promise, which was already given in the prophet Joel. In the last days, just started, and our Lord completed his conversation with his disciples before he ascended. He said, John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Just 10 days passed, and then the Holy Ghost fell. And let us say it with all certainty, the grounding of the New Testament church happened in a supernatural way, namely when the Holy Ghost descended and when the first 120 were filled with the Holy Ghost. And Peter, under the anointing and leading of the Holy Spirit, he preached the first sermon with the words, "Repent, be converted, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to by this confirm the remission of your sins The forgiveness comes by the blood of the Lamb. But by the baptism, we confirm that we received this forgiveness, that we died with Christ. And by baptism, we are buried with Him and to lead and to live a new life with Him. Then it continues in verse 8. Acts 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Not only in Jerusalem or Judea or Samaria, but unto all peoples and tongues, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Then, in the summary, in verse 11, we read, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. We time and again we say it. Everything what is connected with the plan of salvation happens just as it is written. Our Lord will return just as he resurrected and just as he appeared to his disciples personally. And before their very eyes, he ascended up into heaven. He will return. He will come again to take us home. He went to prepare a place for us. And he will come again to take us unto himself. The return of our Lord will be a divine reality. The changing of our bodies will be a divine reality. Nothing will be interpretation or own explanation. Everything will take place just as it is written in the Word of God. Then we have here in the book of Acts, chapter 2, the words of the man of God of the first hour. Acts 2. Here we read Acts 2, verse 23. Him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by lawless hands have crucified and slain. Did you read it carefully? By the determinate counsel of God, everything came to pass with the Redeemer, and it happens with the redeemed. Then we read on, but especially from verse 25, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand. That I should not be moved. Then, especially verse 26, therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Here we have the whole report of that, what happened at the beginning, at that time. And then, in the second sermon, Peter goes right into it, what concerns us in this time, Acts. Chapter 3, from verse 18 we read, Acts 3, from verse 18, but those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Repent, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Without repentance, no forgiveness. The Spirit of God must come upon us so that we can repent. And sometimes, even under tears, asking the Lord for forgiveness. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Then verse 20.
Auf das Zeiten der Erquickung vom Angesicht.
When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. And now comes the promise, which concerns us. 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Just so mighty. The heavens must receive our Savior until the times where everything comes to pass, what God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. Brothers and sisters, and we are living in this time in which all these scriptures are finding their fulfillment. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts. Please, switch off this ventilation, please. It's just too cool. It's impossible. We are grateful with all our hearts, grateful that we can be gathered under the sound of the word. hearing all the words of the scripture, believing them with all our hearts, recognizing the time and the hour. And all of us, also those who are here today for the first time, who are not yet acquainted with the preaching, as in the natural, the life starts here on the earth with a birth, so also our spiritual life starts with a new birth. God is so merciful, and it is written, except a man is born again, otherwise he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's not enough to say, I believe the message. Firstly, we have to receive forgiveness of our sins, experiencing the reconciliation with God, consecrating our lives to God, getting a personal relationship with God. As our Lord said in John 20, I ascend to my Father and to your God, to my Father and to your Father. Also we were born again by the Spirit and the Word of God. We are children of God. And at the return of Christ, we will be changed into the resurrection body which our Lord had taken into glory. And we will be like him. As sure as he came to us and as he was found as a man, as a human being, so sure we will be like him. The redemption is a perfect work of God. From the very beginning, God wanted to have sons and daughters, and this took place in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We received the adoption as sons, and now we are sons and daughters of God. It's really important that we have our personal relationship with our Lord. I had to think on two scriptures in the Old Testament and then also on that what is written in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, you can note it down. We have in Genesis 28, we have the description of that, what took place at that time, namely with Jacob, what happened with Jacob. Genesis chapter 28, from verse 10 up to 15. Here the man of God saw a ladder. Let us read verse 12 in Genesis 28, verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascended and descending on it. This was the first part. But then, in verse 13, and behold, suddenly, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. And then it's written,
ich will dich und deine
Nachkommen segnen,
the land mit dir gehen, whereon thou lovest to thee,
we read, lesen wir, was noch
thy family shall be blessed. And then we read on. Here we have
und
it.
Bewegt mich
and this really
sehr.
Touched me. It really touched me very much.
Zum Schluss
verse 14, at the end it's written, verse 14 at the end, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Not only Abraham, also Isaac and Jacob, they had a personal connection with the Lord. They had their personal experiences with the Lord. Then, verse 15, it is written, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee.
Und jetzt kommt
and now
das,
comes that,
was wir alle unterstreichen möchten.
What we want to underline.
Ich will dich nicht
for
verlassen,
I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken
habe.
To thee, what I promised to you. Amen.
I will
be with thee. I will not leave thee. I will bring you back until I have done everything what I have promised to you. Brothers and sisters, by the ladder, it was shown that God has a connection from heaven down to the earth and from earth back into heaven, a connection. And we are just so grateful that our God has taken the responsibility for it to fulfill everything, whatever he promised to us. And then we have the next, a personal experience which Jacob could have. Genesis 32. We will not read all the verses, but just from verse 22, we have the experience of Jacob, that he fighted with the Lord, that he was praying. He said, I will not let you go except you bless me. We all know this experience and the scriptures. Genesis chapter 32, we read verse 26, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, a personal encounter with the Lord, the experience of conversion, where we surrender our life to the Lord, and that we know from now on we are pardoned and we have become a possession of the Lord. Verse 30, we read, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. Peniel means the face of God. Jacob experienced God personally. Let us read again, 30. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Did not our Lord say, when he walked the earth, he said, he who sees me sees the Father. God revealed in the Old Testament as the Lord, and in the New Testament, the Father revealed in the Son. And as Jacob wrestled with the Lord, and he said, I don't let you go except thou bless me. Brothers and sisters, also we have to come into this situation that we say, Lord, I don't let you go. I don't go from this place except that I find grace in thy sight. That I experience you personally, and that I can say, this place is Peniel, namely to see God face to face and to experiencing the grace of God personally. And then we can read, the sun went up, and it was no more Jacob, it was Israel. In that moment, where the Spirit of God comes upon us, and when we are connected with the Lord, and that we really wrestling until something takes place with us. From Jacob, Jacob means deceiver, that from a Jacob becomes a Israel. This must be the result of a experience with God, that a Jacob becomes an Israel. A deceiver becomes one who fights for God, one who experienced God. And then truly, in the New Testament, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, we have the instructions of our Lord. And these instructions are directed today for all the newcomers, for all the young people, addressed to them. Yes, addressed to all of us. Let me read from Matthew chapter 7. It's the Sermon on the Mount, the longest sermon which our Lord preached. Let me read from Matthew 7 a couple of verses. Let us start with verse 7. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The seeking must be with you. The knocking, you must do. The Lord knocks, but then you are coming. And then it's written, he who seeks finds, and he who knocks, it shall be opened unto him. Seek the Lord until he can be found. Come to him, all the ends of the earth. And here, in the same text, in Matthew 7, in verse 13, we read, Matthew 7, verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. And then comes the admonition in verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Here we have the picture of all of mankind. Narrow, abroad is the way which leads to destruction. And all of mankind walks on it. Straight is the gate, and narrow the way which leads to life. And there are just a few who find that gate and this narrow way which leads to life. And therefore, brothers and sisters, every time we can thank the Lord anew that He took us away from this broad way which leads to destruction. He called us away, putting us onto the narrow way. And our Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Just coming to the Lord and just receiving and accepting what He has given to us. It continues, verse 21 in Matthew 7. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he that doeth the will of my heavenly Father. Here we have a very serious word, becoming doers of the word. Only they who do the will of my heavenly Father. It's not enough to pray, Thy will be done, as on earth, so also in heaven. We must come to the point that it becomes our heart's desire, Thy will be done by grace in my life. And so we see that it continues. 22, many will say to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not done cast out devils and done many wonders? Yes, one can say the people of the full gospel have then raised their voices. Great TV evangelists. And they said, have we not in thy name prophesied? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not done great things? And what will the Lord say? I don't know you at all. I don't know even who you are. Let us say it today. Let us say it with a humble heart. It's of course important not to play Christianity and not to present himself as a great man, but firstly, he who preaches the word must be acquainted with the will of God. He must have the respect before God and His word. And let us say it. Before I can preach the truth, it must be revealed to me first. Before I can baptize others, I must myself be baptized scripturally first. Before I can preach the Spirit baptism to others, I, of course, must be first baptized in the Spirit first. By the grace of God, everything must come back into the original condition. So, not have we not, but thy will be done, not as I willed, but as thou willed. This is our humble attitude before the presence of God. Also this, we said many times here, in Luke 7, we are reported that the scribes and Pharisees, they rejected the counsel of God for themselves because they were not baptized by John. It was the prophetic part at that time that God fulfilled Bible prophecies. John was not a man who came on the scene. He was a man sent from God with the message of God addressed to the people of God. But the scribes and Pharisees, they rejected his ministry and also the baptism. And brothers and sisters, when then our Lord himself says that they rejected the counsel of God for themselves because they were not baptized by obeying the word. What is today with all them who remain in disobedience, in the triune doctrine, remaining in the triune baptism? They all confess, we have the creed from Nicaea. Where are the men who have the creed of Jerusalem? Where are the men who carried out the baptism biblically? And this can be just the way when God gives grace to it and when God reveals it to us, that in the Great Commission it's about the name which is above every name. In his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, of course every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. Also, we confess it today that he is not a second person of the Godhead, that he is the Lord who already walked in the Garden of Eden, speaking with all the prophets, wrestling with Jacob, coming to Abraham, sitting under the tree, eating and drinking with Abraham. And therefore we read in the New Testament 105 times we read of our Lord and Savior. 105 times the Savior, the Redeemer, is called the Lord in the New Testament. For unto you is born today Christ the Lord. One can go throughout all of the Testament and one can see how God has set everything in order in the Word. No one needs to go astray. All can find the orientation in the Word. All can receive the teaching by God. For thus it is written, they all shall be taught by God. What goes on in these meetings now? What goes on? We are taught by God. We are led into his word. And then we don't refer to Brother Frank or to Brother Branham or to Paul, but all together we refer to all of the word of God. And we testify that the word is the truth. And everything what God prepared for us, we may receive and accept. Once again, addressed to all. And brothers and sisters, also this I would like to say sincerely and honestly. I want to see all of you again who heard the word of God from my mouth. I want to see you. I want that all receive the divine seed unmingled, and so that the divine seed springs up in all of you. But here's the point, so that all understand that in the end time message there are also two different seeds. And this I say because of a word of the Lord, and also that because of that what Brother Branham has seen. Brother Branham has sown, has seen that there was a drought came upon the earth, and a whole wheat field full of tears, and all were praying for rain, and suddenly the rain came, and the rain came upon both, upon the wheat and upon the tears, and the tears were crying, and they said, "Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord." But what was the difference? The seed was the difference. Cain and Abel were in the same bosom. The difference was the seed, brothers and sisters. But right at the end, before the harvest is brought in, no tear will be among the wheat anymore. Right at the end, before the rapture, after God gave revivals, after God has blessed newly, we all had to make our decision whether we listen to all of the interpretations or whether we listen to that what God has said in His Word. And also this must be spoken out clearly. There's only one promise, namely the promise of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's no promise that a prophet will return. No. And I ask all, only to receive the word of God as the seed, and only to believe what and how the scripture has said it. Because at the end, it will be manifested, as written in Malachi, then you shall see the difference between them who really serves God and between who serves Him only with his mouth. Therefore, let the will of God take place in us. Let it take place in His church. Now just a few words from Colossians, from Timothy. One could read everywhere and again read everywhere. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, the man of God spoke of his commission and he said that he carried it out. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let us read 1 Timothy 6, verse 13. 1 Timothy 6, from verse 13. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commission without spot, blameless, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just think of it. 2,000 years ago, the man of God writes something which comes to fulfillment in our time, before the return of Jesus Christ. Namely, that all of the counsel of God and all the people of God believe with all their hearts, as the scripture says, because all of the counsel of God was proclaimed. Also here it is written, the word at the times appointed, verse 15, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, and so forth. What a grace. And as Brother Branham said time and again, God has brought us back to the beginning. He brought us back to the Word, so that our proclamation is 100% in agreement with God and His Word. That the divine seed, the wheat, is sown into all of us. Because the Lord will not take tares into the rapture. He will only take the overripe wheat field. He will gather into his garner. Brothers and sisters, it will be a divine reality. And as sure as we only received the whole, sowed the holy pure word, and not that we never will receive any interpretation for all eternity, we will never receive it. So sure God will complete his work in his elect unto the glorious return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, from 2 Peter, the wonderful word, yes, all the words apply to us, all the words speak to us. 2 Peter, we read chapter 1, right from verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue.
Durch die ihm eigene Herrlichkeit und Tugend berufen. Durch sie hat uns
whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
Geschenkt, ein Geschenk Gottes,
a gift of God given unto us, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Here we have shown what it means that the old man, with all his longings, with all the habits which belong to the world, putting it off, and on the deep inside be renewed, as we read before, wide is the gate, and narrow the broad is the way which leads to destruction, and narrow the way and straight the gate which leads to life. And only then, when we were taken out from the world, and when we receive the promises of God and are partaking of the divine nature, and that we know that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that we really can ask and pray, Thy will be done. What is still written here, brothers and sisters, it's very, very powerful. Verse 16, for instance. 2 Peter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we're eyewitnesses of His majesty. Also for me, it's something precious that I became an eye and ear witness of the supernatural working of God in our time. We said it here a couple of times at this place, especially in the prayer line. When Brother Branham prayed for the individuals, and when the Lord showed him in a vision who they are, where they are coming from, I read it to you before, when the daddy of the translator was in the prayer line, and the man of God saw him. I see the ocean. I see New York. I see the skyscrapers in New York. I see the many cars. And we are watching it. We are watching it. What Brother Branham was saying. Where did he know it from? Because God showed it to him in the vision. And then he said, you are coming from the USA. You are coming from New York. You are a preacher in the Church of God. And you came to Germany as a missionary. We are sitting there. Yes, I was sitting on the chair and I had to move. I was so touched how God revealed details. When one has seen it personally, experiencing, witnessing it personally, brothers, sisters, and when the man of God Peter says that we were eyewitnesses of His majesty, eyewitnesses of that, what God was doing in our time. And He fulfilled the promise. I send unto you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And that what we read in Acts 3, Him, our Lord and Savior, Him the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, what God spoke already by His holy prophets since the world began. We believe that God's promises are true, that they are coming to fulfillment before our very eyes, be it on Israel, be it in the church, everything what is written, this comes to fulfillment. And here, the Apostle Peter crowns it. He crowns the word which he preached with a statement. Let us read verse 18 and especially verse 19 and in closing with 20 and 21. Verse 18, it's written, and this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him in the holy mount. He was on the Mount of Transfiguration. He has seen the supernatural cloud. He has heard the voice. No one could take it from him anymore. It was a part of his spiritual life. He was an eye and ear witness. And then we read, despite of this great experience, we read in verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. As with Jacob, the day started. A new morning, a new day broke forth. May God give grace that for us a new day breaks forth, a new period, a new experience. And as Peter testifies, and this makes me so happy beyond measure, in verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen. Not a single one. Not a single one. Not a single interpretation. Only what is written in the Word of God. Also this, we said time and again, a testament is of course complete in itself. We have the Old and the New Testament, and nothing may be added to it, nothing may be taken away from it, nothing may be interpreted. Now comes verse 21.
Denn noch niemand.
For the prophecy came not in any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Men of God, under the anointing and leading of the Holy Spirit, preached the word. And we have the same word. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we got it revealed. And until the end, we say that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, but that our faith rests alone in the Word of God, being anchored and settled in it, and that by grace we will have part in everything whatever God has given unto us. Now from 2 Peter chapter 3, these precious scriptures, 2 Peter chapter 3, firstly verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Both. what God spoke by the prophets and what God has given to us by the apostles. This we may believe, and this we may preach. And then verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. And when the last one has come in, then the door will be closed, and our Lord, as written, he will return with a trump of God, with a voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we, who we are alive, we shall be changed, and together we will be raptured, and we will be with the Lord at all times. Blessed are all who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And to this marriage supper, not only guests are invited, but the bride of the Lamb. She's both. There will be no guests there. The guests are the bride, and the bride is the guests. We need no spectators. We need no one who listens there. And his bride has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in white linen. The bridegroom will only fetch his bride, and we will celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb as the bride of the Lamb, having it with our heavenly bridegroom. And also today, we invite all of you, especially all them who are not acquainted with this preaching. Search the scriptures. Search in the Old and New Testament. Search and then find out that it is like this, just as we preached it to you. May the Lord God, all who are here today, all who are listening today, beginning with Auckland, New Zealand, over all the earth, may all be blessed by grace in all people's tongues and nations. May all be blessed. May all make a new beginning with God, repenting, entering the straight gate, experiencing the grace of God personally, and then being born again by the power of God, so that we receive the new divine life in us, being joined with God and waiting for the glorious return of Jesus Christ our Lord, knowing it will take place just as God said it. Now, in closing, as Brother Branham was told, the message which was given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. And we have it fulfilled before our eyes. All brothers from Africa, from all of Asia, from all of Europe, from all over the world, all can testify of that, what God is doing in our time. Only after the going home of Paul, and after the going home of Brother Branham, then the original Word of God, the full gospel, was preached unto all nations and tongues for a witness. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Once again, I emphasize, based upon that what God showed me, that at the end there will be a pure, overripe wheat field. There will be, and the Lord will take us home, and we shall be with him in glory. And as written, comfort one another with these words, regardless of the trials, of the troubles, of the problems and difficulties, whatever is here on the earth, in the families, in the marriages, at work, at the young people, everything will be over. Please trust the Lord. Be not discouraged. Be encouraged. The Lord is with you in every situation, and he will give you the victory, and in triumph we will be with our Lord by his grace. He, the victor of Calvary, may he give each one of us the victory which he has given unto us by his grace. To him, our Redeemer, be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing as so often, just as I am. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. I don't know whether I shall do it. Our brother would like to sing a song in the Urdu language. Perhaps he shall sing one or two stanzas. We're also listening to all the other languages. Are you here, brother? Where is the brother Emmanuel who wants to sing? Brother Emmanuel. Brother Emmanuel, are you here? Okay. Okay. We bow our heads for prayer. If we now check ourselves before the Lord and say, Lord, you spoke to me, I come to you. I want that you reveal yourself to me. I want that you are merciful to me. Please give me a new experience with you. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what God has done, what happened on the cross of Calvary for me. Forgiveness, reconciliation, the full salvation, the adoption as sons of God. Beloved Lord, be merciful today. May all have heard it. May all understood it. May all receive and accept. May all leave the broad way. May all enter the straight gate, repenting receiving forgiveness from God by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Together, we glorify the power of the blood of the New Testament, and we glorify the Word of God. Wonderful, wonderful is the Word. And we are grateful for the Holy Spirit who leads us into all the truth. While we are in prayer, let me ask, who would like to consecrate his life fully to the Lord, and who doesn't want to belong to those who say then, have we not, but belonging to them who believe with all their hearts, receiving every word, accepting it, having part in that what God is doing right now. Whatever our need might be today, we will lay everything before the Lord, be it spiritual trouble, be it in the soul, be it in the spirit, be it in the body, whatever it might be. The redemption is for the whole man, and we may, whatever our Lord has given us, we may receive and accept by faith. Also all the sick, all those who are heavy laden, all who are tormented by the enemy, our Lord is here to cry out, the Spirit of God, of the Lord, is upon me, to say to the captives that you are free, to say to the lost that you are saved, to say to the sick that you are healed. By his stripes we were healed. Receive it. Thank the Lord for it. He gives us today the victory, for his word is addressed to us, and we heard it and we accepted it. And in the same way, we will pray for everyone who would like to make a new experience with God, so that we all can say, it was worth it to be here. It was worthwhile to hear the word and to believe it and to experience the blessings of God. Who would like to be included in this prayer? Yes, we are all with it. Lord Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, you are our Savior. The finished work of redemption is perfect for soul, spirit, and body. Beloved Lord, confirm thy word. Confirm thy presence in our midst. Save what is lost. Deliver what is bound. Heal what is sick. Give revelation by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence, for your word, and for the blood. We thank you that you made a new covenant with us. And we thank you that today you blessed us, and with us all your people worldwide you blessed. Bless in particular all who made a long journey, whole families who have come. The beloved Lord, they put the kingdom of God first. They are not somewhere on holiday, but they came here to hear your word. You have sent a hunger as written. I will send a famine, a hunger to hear my words. And we thank you, beloved Lord, that we may experience it. Gather ye my people, all who made the covenant with me by sacrifice. Beloved Lord, you made the covenant with us. And in Matthew 26, verse 26 to 28, you said, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which was shed for many, also for us." For us, you shed your blood. We are the redeemed flock. We are the result of that what happened on the cross of Calvary. The firstborn sons and daughters of God. Beloved Lord, bless beyond asking, beyond understanding. And we believe that your word does not return void, but that it accomplishes in all who believe it, accomplishing for what you have sent it for. I thank you, beloved Lord, that together we will experience the completion in the time of grace. And your return will take place at your appointed time. You are not delaying, but you are waiting until the last ones are called and are added. Faithful Lord, once again, I thank you with all my heart for all the brothers and sisters who have traveled long distances and who are coming to hear your word. And together we thank you for all our brothers who are coming and are translating so that all can hear. Bless especially our brother Jean Lambert. Bless all in the French language, all in all languages. And bless our brother Tati in a special way. Yes, bless all ministering brethren. Bless all who are having part in the proclamation, who give out the same spiritual food. Beloved Lord, we have recognized the time and the hour, the message and the messenger. And we thank you that we can have part in it, namely in that what you are doing right now. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to all of us. With all my heart, we thank you together that you have spoken to us, that we may believe and that we may be part of the flock which are doing your will with all their hearts. We believe and we obey your word. Please lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us thy peace and thy blessing. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Afterward. Yes. Two stanzas. Two stanzas, not seven. God bless you.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Savior and Redeemer, Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to follow this song, you can switch to frequency 7, and Brother Peter will be translating into English language.
Brother Peter Fitzek wird ins Englische übersetzen.
Yes, frequency 7. Yes, okay. Sing to the glory of God. It's on the second coming of Christ, this song.
Die Wiederkunft Christi.
And it's made on this verse, when people shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction will come upon them.
Und der Hauptgedanke ist, wenn Menschen sagen werden, jetzt ist Friede, jetzt ist Sicherheit, dann kommt plötzlich das Verderben.
Amen.
Ja, okay. So we meditate on those events which are going on now, so that we know where the focus is. Ja. And the theme of this song is ja. Centered on that.
Und wenn wir betrachten, was jetzt alles vor sich geht, ich meine besonders den Nahen Osten, dann können wir dies von ganzem Herzen singen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Aman, aman, jab log kahenge, un pe aafat aayegi. Aman, aman, jab log kahenge, un pe aafat aayegi. Kahin tumare, kahin wabaaye. कहीं पे दहशत छाएगी अमन अमन जब लोग कहेंगे उन पे आफत आएगी पानी लहरें उठाएगा शोर ऐसा मचाएगा लोगों की बाकी ना रह जाएंगी अमन अमन जब लोग कहेंगे उन पे आफत आएगी कौमों पे कामे चढ़ेंगी एक दूजी से वो लड़ेंगी जलजले बादी मच जाएगी अमन अमन जब लोग कहेंगे उन पे आफत आएगी हर लम्हे एक खतरा होगा खौफ ने सबको घेरा होगा तुम ना घबराना तुम्हारी मखलसी आ जाएगी अमन अमन जब लोग कहेंगे उन पे आफत आएगी कहीं तूफान कहीं वबाए कहीं पे दहशत छाएगी अमन अमन जब लोग कहेंगे उन पे आफत आएगी
आमीन
आमीन आमीन शुक्रिया सो viel habe ich behalten wenn man herzlichen dank sagt dann sagt man shukriya
shukriya means thank you. You will understand why our brothers wanted to sing today here. That what was preached today was translated live simultaneously for thousands there. And we greet all our brothers who speak the Urdu language. There are a couple of thousands who are listening. They will be blessed. But then we feel how all the others are feeling when we sing in our languages and we don't understand them. So thanks be to the Lord for our brothers. Brother Emmanuel speaks both languages, Hindi and Urdu. They are similar, but the one is ministering in India and the other one in Pakistan. May God bless our two brothers. Yes, may He bless all brothers in all languages, worldwide, please remember me in your prayers. Everything is no more so easy. Even the last missionary journey to Mauritius and then onward to Reunion, sleepless nights, time differences, everything is difficult. And as Ulrich said, please remember the meetings in London and on the 20th of August in Berlin. We are inviting all of you to come. Other meetings are planned until the end of the year. Who knows what must be still done and who knows what can be done? We are just available for him until we come from believing unto seeing. We thank you that you have come. Take greetings with you from one end of Europe up to the other end and from one continent to the other continent. Just greet all and please come again. Has our choir leader a nice song, perhaps in the English language? At the moment, English are speaking most people on earth. We are really grateful to God. Really grateful. May God bless you. May be with all of you. Amen. Perhaps we sing a chorus. They come from the east and west. We can sing it together while the singers are coming. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Oh, Ich glaube, unsere Herzen,
I believe all our hearts are as the hearts of the disciples who were walking to Emmaus. They said, didn't our hearts burn while the Lord spoke to us along the way? I think we all go home with a burning heart, with gratefulness, keeping these precious words in our hearts. Please take greetings with you, all who have come from far, especially our brothers, Brother Mbie, and all brothers. I can't remember the names. Take greetings with you. We are, of course, joined in the divine love. We remember you in our prayers, and you remember us in your prayers. And together we walk forward in the faith until we will see what we believed. Yes, we can just thank the Lord with all our hearts. And this we want to do again by standing up for the closing prayer. Let us all thank the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we bring you with all our hearts the praise and the thanks and the worship for your goodness, for your faithfulness, for your holy and living word. Lord, you spoke to our hearts this morning and last night. Oh, what a wonderful gospel of salvation which is in the blood of Jesus, for the full salvation which we found in you. Make us ready for your coming. Sanctify us through and through, and let us make all the experiences of salvation with you. Please bless your blood-bought flock worldwide, and bless in particular the carrier of your word. Oh Lord, give grace. Let your call go forth until the ends of the earth, and until the last one has heard it, until he has come out. Lord, let your peace and your blessing rest upon all of us, and dismiss us in your blessing. To you be the thanks and the praise and the glory with all our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing the chorus. Very soon we will sing.
Sure.